morning. It's 6:53 a.m. on Monday, June the 21st, summer solstice. Hello. I went on vacation. I wasn't kidding about going to the cabin in the woods or going off the grid. Because I didn't actually go off the grid. What I did was pretty much shut down everything having to do with walking, talking, writing. I just took a big step back for a couple of days. It was a bigger step back for you people who listen to the podcast, but I stepped back from a lot of stuff. Today's going to be a busy week. I've got a bunch of stuff I've got to do today. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do this week. There's a CIFWA membership business meeting. I think I've got an eye doctor appointment. I think we're going to try to do Novel Rumble with the Dizzy Dragons this coming weekend, which would, at $62.50 a day, would get me back on track. I did finish The File That Never Ends. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I did finish it. I did start Wizard's Butler. I'm almost 10K into that. Just over 7K to be a little more accurate. I like the way the story's developing. It's developing really quickly, which is a bit troubling. I'm afraid it's gonna feel rushed. But I've got plot lines developing that are interesting, so I'm really looking forward to that. I shut off the ARC server. I'm not playing the dinosaur game anymore. That's the good news. But the bad news is that I promised myself a new game when I got done with The File That Never Ends. And I picked up Mass Effect Legendary. And I've played through Mass Effect 1 a couple times. And they seem to have nerfed how much you can inherit between games. Because I had max credits. And I only got a small amount. A really small amount. But it's, so far it's proved to be more than enough, so, okay. So yeah, I've played a lot, but I think the biggest single, well, no, I won't say that. Second biggest time sink, certainly, has been reading. I've just been reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. I'll start reading during lunch. Next thing I know, it's 2 in the afternoon. I read while I'm eating dinner. And next thing I know, it's like 7:30. Go to bed around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Think, well, I'll just read for a half hour or so. Unwind a little bit. Now it's 11:30, 12 o'clock. So yeah, a lot of my difficulties are, pretty much all my difficulties are self-inflicted at this point. And it's warm enough, I didn't bring a sweatshirt, so I don't have my handkerchief. So you're gonna have to listen to me sniff. Like that. Sometime this week, I doubt it's gonna be today, but perhaps tomorrow, almost certainly Wednesday, I go pick up my new phone. Now, the problem with that is that the phone does not have a microphone jack. It doesn't have a headset jack. Because it's a new phone and they don't put headset jacks on. You have to buy the Bluetooth things. And while I have some Bluetooth things, the sound quality on them is not that great. And I'm a little concerned for what that's going to mean in terms of the podcast. You'll have a lot more noise artifacts as the microphone rubs against my clothing and stuff. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. It'll be what it'll be. It's been a long time since I've tried using Bluetooth with the phone, so perhaps it'll be fine. If nothing else, I won't have those days where it doesn't record because the plug isn't pushed all the way in. Where's this guy going? Straight ahead, okay. So am I. So, yeah, I started out this morning. I got up, I had my coffee, I had my toast, I had something to eat, so going for the walk became possible at 6:27. I would have liked to have gotten out at sunrise. I got a sunrise picture, but the cloud cover wouldn't have allowed for much of a sunrise picture anyway. It goes all the way to the horizon. There are a few breaks in the clouds now. Blue sky and blue jays. Yeah, there are a few clouds. A few breaks in the clouds up there, but it's still mostly cloudy. It's a little bit humid. It feels a bit dank. I saw a great graphic the other day, probably, and by other day, I mean probably sometime last month or the month before, because every day is Blur's Day, about humidity, and what we really call humid isn't a helpful metric, just like ambient temperature is not helpful when the wind's blowing. And what we really should be looking at is like the dew point. Because that's what makes the air feel wet. Makes it feel oppressive because it says how much air, how much water you're breathing in and out when you take a lung full of air. The smother effect. got the added advantage today that there's no, the broiler is off. The effect of the sun, the heat gain by the sun, caused by the sun. Oh, thistles are up. Hello, thistles. Looking pretty. Coming up, want to get ready. Stay with me. Monk pose. Been a while since we've done that. Pretty purple thistles. Yeah, the broiler effect. When the sun is out and shining, the solar gain is brutal. Oh, I forgot about that. The little convertible sitting here. Oh, yes, a Miata. I just stopped and looked at the nameplate because it looked familiar and I couldn't dredge up the name. The hood badge didn't tell me. So yeah, the problem with being this high in the air, high in the sky, high in this elevation above sea level, that's what I'm looking for. Words, they're often quite elusive. Is that there's not a lot of atmosphere to diffuse the direct rays of the sun, which I've talked about in the past, which is why in the wintertime, quite frequently, there's not really any real need to shovel that much when you get, you know, an inch or so of snow, because the sun, when it gets around, the sun will melt it. Because it's just so damn hot. Even when the ambient temperature is like 20 degrees, the sun, the UV from the sun, will, the direct heating of the concrete and the road, the tar, the macadam. Guys, tomatoes are coming up nicely. Is enough to melt the snow. And in the summertime, when it gets much past 8 o'clock, if the sun is out bright in a blue sky day, oh my god. Feels like 95 right off. It's like your kitchen. Turn on the boiler and stick your hand in the oven. It's pretty cool outside, but as soon as you get where the element can radiate on your hand, yeah, it gets hot. Now we have a big solar broiler up there, which is why I'm trying to get out at 6:30. 6:30, the sun's up. I can see it peeking through the clouds up there. It's been up for about an hour. Well, at this point, it's been up for an hour. Hour and a half. Came up about 5:30. Which was about 10 minutes before I got up. But I'm trying to I'm trying to come back from vacation. I'm trying to come back from taking a few days off. My word counts for this month are going to be difficult unless I buckle down and do a few 6K days. Which, with the new story, with the new Butler book, and I'm almost done with Bob and Nikki. I think I'm on book 12, 13. I've lost track. I saw he just published a new one like a few weeks ago. But I go through them really fast because they're relatively short books and I read relatively quickly. So usually two sittings, certainly three, because that's like 6 hours. Because when I sit down to read, I get lost in these books. I just get totally lost in these books. And the thing of it is, the thing that I keep marveling at, the thing that I keep going back to, the thing that I look at these books and I go, there is no rational way these books should work. They should not be as engaging as they are. They shouldn't be. The covers are the covers are on brand. I will give them that. The covers are on brand. They're kind of quirky. They don't really work. And yet, I didn't even look at the covers anymore. It's like, first one worked pretty well. It was a little bit amateurish, but she's still going. And the writing is man. There's a lot of things that would be construed as a mistake. So he has a lot of repeated dialogue. A lot of repeated dialogue. Way more than I've ever put in a book. But he has a lot of repeated dialogue. Did I mention he has a lot of repeated dialogue? Mostly it works. Mostly it works. And it shouldn't. Everything that I know about writing says this should not work. And yet, it kind of does. He's constantly meeting new people and having to introduce himself, and he introduces himself the same way every time. Nobody ever believes him. Every few books he has to find new people to meet. So he started putting the list of characters and ships and stuff in the front so you can remind yourself who's who. And it's got to be like 7 or 8 pages worth. In large part because of the formatting, which is also a problem. More. But anyway, I'm at the back gate. tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.